joined on the line by a very busy guy. We see him, we hear about him, I don't know, maybe more than we've ever thought we would. Dave Koval, the health commissioner from Lorain County Public Health, joins us this morning. Dave, thank you for sparing a little bit of your time with us to get some of the words out for as we head into more of the holiday season. We just got past Thanksgiving, and the words were stay home, try to stay home, and then we sort of hear that information of a lot of people traveling. I guess we still have a chance to kind of stay home for the holidays, right?
Yeah, and you know, this holiday season is going to be different. We know that. And, you know, I know in my family, we all made part of the meal and then went for a hike and exchanged the meal and came back and, you know, had a meal on Zoom. It was very weird, but it was also, you know, a good thing to do and kept our family safe. And that's really the key. And that'll be the same for Christmas. You know, this holiday season, you know, it's kind of about giving things up a little bit so that you know, everyone's around next season and for the future.
Now, we are on a timeline after Thanksgiving in these next week or so. Is this where we should start seeing an increase based on assumptions of what went on during Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it would usually be about 7 to 10 days after Thanksgiving we would start seeing some of those cases. But to be honest, our case count is so high right now that, you know, we're going to have a lot of cases either way. And so, yeah, that's really a concern.
One of the things I see from the list of things that what happens is that if you have COVID-19, it says Lorain County Public Health will call you. That's happening? I mean, with all these cases, there's an individual from you guys trying to reach out to get details on that?
Yeah, so since the very beginning, we'll call someone within 24 to 48 hours because the laboratory will put the results in our statewide database called the Ohio Disease Reporting System. Now, the problem is there are some antigen, these instant tests, those are not considered confirmed cases, so those never get put into our system. So some people get a test and they say, hey, I got a positive, and then I never got a call. That's why. It's because if you get one of those antigen tests, those are not considered confirmed cases. But everyone else, within 24 to 48 hours, will get a call from us. We'll give some health advice on how to stay home, what to do, and then talk about close contacts and making sure we get those close contacts informed that they should try to stay quarantined for 14 days.
Dave, we've heard a lot about contact tracing, and your team has been very busy with that. Is it still possible to carry that out given the rapid increase in cases in recent weeks?
Yeah, that's the concern. So when you think about an infectious disease that's airborne and has a 14-day incubation period, that means it's the only real control we can do is to try to isolate people. Well, when you get so many cases moving so fast, it begins to make contact tracing harder and harder and harder to control. And so, yeah, that as the case count, if the case count continues at this level, it will be hard to control through contact tracing. And so that's why it's really more important than ever for people to stay 6 feet apart, wear your mask, wash your hands, stay home when you're sick. You know, the same messages we've been given since the beginning.
We hope that it has started to become second nature, but it's still sort of, as we've seen, there had to be sort of a reminder, or I don't know what you would call it, like in late October or whatever, sort of a reminder of maybe you're not doing as what you thought to, or maybe you're just holding on to this. You know, I have the mask in my pocket, so that's close enough, that type of a thing that sort of goes through our mind. One of the things I saw from the CDC is they kind of adjusted the quarantine from 14 to 10 days. Is that, how's that working, or is that clouding the issue a little bit right now when people are determining what to do?
No, that's all going to change here in Ohio, too. The Ohio Department of Health is probably going to come out either today or tomorrow to kind of change to the CDC version. And this is why we found this in our cases here in Lorain County, too. Usually between 5 and 10 days is when you develop the symptoms. And so the key is if you go 7 days and you get a test and it's negative, then you know you're okay and you can go back about your business. But if you can go 10 days, full 10 days with no symptoms whatsoever, then again, once again, you know you're fine. Not too many people were getting it were developing symptoms between the 11th and the 14th day. And we saw the same thing, but, you know, CDC wanted to make sure they had enough data to support that before they lowered the quarantine for a few days.
Dave, we've heard about quarantines maybe coming down the pike in the coming months. Are local health departments in contact with the Ohio Department of Health regarding how they might be distributed or put out to the public?
Yeah, so lots of good news around vaccine. You'll probably hear on the 10th that Pfizer will be approved, and you'll probably hear on the 17th that Moderna will be approved. Those are two of the front runners. I actually have a meeting on Saturday mornings with the director of health, and on Monday mornings with the governor, and we've been talking about vaccine for weeks now. There is a plan in Ohio, and we've been practicing our plan here in Lorain County through the flu shots. So we've had drive-up flu shots this year. We've done a lot of planning and exercises to find the best locations for so that when the COVID vaccine comes, we'll be ready. And so, yeah, that'll all be coming soon. The plan is by April 1st to have vaccinated all of the folks who are medical workers, all of the people who work in long-term care or live in long-term care, and high-risk people. And so, you know, this spring is going to be a much, you know, not just the sunshine is going to be shining in the spring. So we're getting close to the end. And I guess that's when I want to remind people, hey, we've got the holidays coming and we've got these 3 months that we know in Northeast Ohio are the tough 3 months, January, February, March. If we can just hang in there a little longer, the vaccine will be here.
Talking today with Health Commissioner, Lorain County Public Health, Dave Koval. December, here we are, the first week of December. If this in years past, we would be getting ready to talk about, or you guys also, the zero-proof mix-off, which is an annual thing going on. But this year, it's changed up a little bit. Can you tell us a little maybe how there's sort of still something going on, or at least the reminder about the basics of driving sober?
Yeah, 19 years we've had the zero-proof mix-off, and this is the first one we won't be able to do. And again, we didn't want to gather a big group, obviously, and we're trying to, you know, do the same thing that that we're recommending everyone else do. So, but what we decided to do, the Safe Community Coalition is a group that we were part of, and we went back into the archives and pulled the best drinks from all the different years, the best non-alcoholic drinks, and we're partnering with Discount Drug Mart, and so all Lorain County Discount Drug Mart locations will have a free book of those recipes for designated drivers, and you can also get one at our office at 9880 Murray Ridge Road in Elyria, or you can go online at LorainCountyHealth.com, and we can arrange for you to get one. And there'll be lots of, you know, the drinks and pictures and all kinds of things from the last years. And it's important to remember, you know, I talked about it's, you know, it's the year to sacrifice a little, you know, in terms of Christmas and the other holidays so that everyone's around next year. Well, that's what sober driving is all about, too. And it's, you know, it's an opportunity for all of us to care about our neighbors. And so, again, if you can have a designated driver, no matter where you're going for the holidays, that's a great thing. And again, you know, this just helps have non-alcoholic drinks that are fun and delicious and can encourage that kind of behavior.
And similar to that, people maybe have been maybe drinking a little more, staying at home, maybe doing anxiety, depression, maybe things are coming to the front that maybe they had a better control on before. That's just also happening with drug addiction a little bit. Tell a little bit about some of the things that are out there that people need if they do need help, especially during the holiday times, which brings its own issues with it too.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this has been a tough year. You know, it's been a tough year at Lorain County Public Health, I can tell you that. But it's been a tough year for all of us with, you know, all of this going on. And so that does lead to, you know, mental health issues and drug addiction issues. And so people that are struggling with it already, you know, we want to try to help them as best we can. And so if your loved one is struggling with addiction, with opioid drugs, we have a Narcan kit that you can get so in case they were to overdose, you can actually revive them. And again, you know, Narcan is really just an opportunity to wake someone up from that so that they can actually make it and long enough so that they can get into treatment and really, you know, get out of that life and hopefully have a good life, you know, further on.
Wow.
And so you can get one of those Narcan kits at LorainCountyHealth.com, and then you can order one, or you could just stop by the office again at Murray Ridge, and we can get one for you.
Sounds good. LorainCountyHealth.com. You can find out other information as well about health information, not only related to that, but of course the number one thing, COVID-19, and getting your flu shot, getting everything prepared. A lot of good advice out there. Dave, we appreciate your time this morning. I know it's been very busy, and it's kind of a, you know, good thing we got people like you and the other folks there at the public health kind of looking out for us at this particular time.
Yeah, great to be here. And I promise, you know, the vaccine's coming in the spring. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I promise it's not a train. You know,
right.
we'll get there.
Sounds good. Thanks very much, Dave. Thanks.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Dave Koval joining us this morning for the Health Commissioner of Lorain County Public Health. Craig, you see him a lot. Sometimes he talks with the commissioners on somewhat of a regular basis when they do their meetings,
mm-hmm.
getting the update on what needs to go.
Yep.
So there you go. Fingers crossed as we get information about the vaccines and all that sort of thing.